fundalata non so, adesso arriverà. Ok.
Oh, yes.
Where is your brother?
He's coming, both.
Both or one?
No, this brother not coming.
This brother not coming?
Maybe sleeping, I don't know.
What shlok you have done?
Jatasya idruvom ritur. Jatasya idruvom ritur.
Jatasya idruvom ritur.
Jatasya idruvom ritur. Druvam janma mritasya cha. Tasmad.
Apariharjyate.
Tasmad apariharte. Apariharte.
Nasacitum. Nasacitum.
Nasacitum.
I said, don't look what to do there, close your eyes.
Yo. Jatasya I dhruvam mrityur. Durvam janma.
Mitrasya cha.
Mitrasya cha. Tasmad apariyarye. Napvam sasyum aras.
Not if fully remembered. During
massage.
Oh.
By
during massage, Malisa saw a bolide bolche.
Both. What is the meaning?
So, in this world, you have to take birth, and then you have to die, and then take birth again. So you must have this, so you don't have to lament by your beauty.
Okay, one who is taking birth in this world have to die also, and in this way all a person have a circle of death and birth in this world. So in he has to suffer, and in this in his time he has not to lament.
Will you die?
You first birth. Yes. First birth.
No, he's asking, will you
will
die?
Will you die?
Yes.
And after that, what will be?
Will be another birth.
Again, you will have to wear. And after that,
again, you will have to die.
So, in a circling order,
right.
It will not be stopped. So many measuring suffering in this.
Yeah.
So, what is our main duty to do?
To chant Hare Krishna and try to stop this circle.
Yeah, serve Guru and try to reach Shri Krishna.
Giving up all activities. Before your death, at once, you should chant, remember Krishna.
Under guidance of Gurudev.
Yes.
Archayam eva haraye, pujam yashradhaye hate, natad bhakteshu chanyeshu sabhakta prakrita svita.
Archayam eva haraye, pujam yashradhaye hate, na tad bhakteshu chanyeshu sa bhakta prakrita smrita.
Archaham eva haraye pujyam shradaye hate na tad bhakteshu chanyeshu sa bhakta prakrita smrita.
Brinde.
Archayam eva haraye pujyam ya prakrite smrita
shradaye hate
Shri Havir is explaining to King Nimi the qualities of the Kanishta Bhakta. So he has given the qualities of the Uttam Bhakta, the Madhyam, and now the Kanishta. Kanishta Bhakta is one who serves the deity of the Supreme Lord with faith, but he's unable to properly respect the Vaishnavas and Cha Anyeshu, people in general. Such a person is a Prakrita Bhakta, or a materialistic devotee.
Kanishta Bhakta.
Kanishta Bhakta.
Why it has been told Bhakta? Kanishta Bhakta?
Because he is like the shadow of a Bhakta. Not
he's doing worship of Hari.
He's doing worship of Hari.
Yes.
Meaning?
Havi Navayogendra is explaining the qualities of a Kanishta Bhakta. He says the Kanishta Bhakta, he worships Lord Hari and he has faith in Lord Hari. But he has no faith in the other devotees of the Lord or other people, so he has no respect for them. So this is a prakriti.
Why he will give honor to general persons? Understand?
So he doesn't have proper understanding who is Bhakta, who is not Bhakta. He thinks a materialistic person, he is a very good man. Yeah. He is pious, he is, but he doesn't understand what are the real qualities of Bhakta.
He thinks he is Bhakta. So
what do you want to say?
All of the same.
That the Madhyam Adhikari, the Madhyam Bhakta, he can make differentiation, but the Kanishta doesn't know how to make that differentiation.
Why he will honor general people? Tadbhaktesu, oh, it is all right.
Mm-hmm.
But why?
Why should he?
Jani
Krishna Adhisthan.
Jive Samman Dive Jani Krishna Adhisthan.
Oh, everywhere Krishna is there. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. We know or not. Mm-hmm. So we should do even a trina,
the blade
of
grass.
Are you?
Here the sentence I described of a person who is practicing bhakti and has so much shraddha to worship Sri Krishna in his murti form. Yeah. But he does not recognize, understand who is Krishna's bhakta or who is not Krishna's bhakta. And for this reason, he also does not understand how to properly respect, yeah, general living entities. He will not be able to, and because of that, yeah, he is in very precarious situation. But by good association, continuing to worship Sri Krishna, he will gradually improve.
So this shloka is describing the qualification of a prakriti bhakta, means a materialistic devotee. The qualification is he's called a bhakta because he's worshipping with faith Sri Hari. But this faith is not actually based on Vedic injunctions, it's not based on Siddhanta. It's materialistic faith, and because he has no association of devotees, he doesn't understand what is Brahma, what is Bhagavan, and what is Paramatma. So he doesn't see that Krishna is in everyone's heart, and because he also has a tendency to be in a bodily conception, he is puffed up, he doesn't practice Trina Apisinichina, so therefore he has no respect for other bhaktas, real bhaktas, and Uttama and Madhyam bhaktas. So in this way, he gets some benefit only if he understands the will of Siddhanta by the knowledge given to the real devotees, and in this way he can, you know, progress in his bhakti. Otherwise, he will just remain a Kanishka bhakta.
After explaining the characteristic of Uttama Ma Bhagavata and Madhyama Bhakta, now this verse is explaining the main characteristics of the Karista Bhakta. He's a materialistic devotee, as the verse says, that because he's worshipping with faith and following all the rules and regulations of Shastra, Ishvara, Hari, Shri Hari. But he is not able to discriminate who is Uttama Bhakta, who is Madhyama Bhakta, who is Kanista Bhakta, and who is common people, general people. So therefore, he's in a situation that his bhakti is not, his shraddha is not developing, and he's staying in that position, very, very precarious position.
What is this slow?
Acharyam eva hare pujamya sudayate natad bhakti suchanyasu na bhakta prakrita smita.
Sabhakta.
Sabhakta prakrita smita. Sorry, I'm not Means that one who only has faith in Archan, deity worship, but he doesn't know how to properly deal with the other devotees, such as Madhyam knows, that person is known as a Kanishta Bhakta or a materialistic devotee.
You? Why you make less?
Because usually she call me, but today she not call me.
So you should be eager yourself.
Yeah.
She will, you should tell her that we should go.
She will not eat for you.
Asayam eva haraye pujam yashadayate natad bhakte suchanyesu sa bhakta prakritasmita.
What then?
So meaning is this loka is describing the
who is telling?
Sri Havi, the one of the nine Yogendra in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, and is describing the Kanista Bhakta, and is saying that this kind of Bhakta are very much faith in worshipping the deities in the temple, but at the same time they don't give proper respect to other devotees or to people in general, and so for this reason they are called prakrita bhakta or low devotees.
For tomorrow,
Well,
Packing and traveling.
Not going?
কাল এমন সময় চলে যেতে হবে ওদেরকে
কালকে
এমন সময় ওদেরকে চলে যেতে হবে
এয়ারপোর্ট
আর আমরা
আমরা দু ঘন্টা পরে
কালকেই
হ্যাঁ
মনে হয় যে পরশু
না না না
কাল
কাল তো নো ওয়াকিং নো
গুরুদেব ইন চৈতন্য চরিতামৃতে তপন মিশ্রা হি ইজ ডিসক্রাইবড অ্যাজ কনিষ্ঠ বৈষ্ণব How can we reconcile? Tapan Mishra, Mahaprabhu visiting in Banaras, yeah. He is described as a Kanishta by
Where?
In Chaitanya Charitamrita.
What is written?
I will check.
You will see. Erakam ache?
Sadhya sadhana sambandhe ache to.
Sadhya sambandha kintu tini Kanishta adhikari chilen erakam shona. Kanishtha Adhikari cannot ask the question of sadhya and sadhana.
Okay.
Madhyam Adhikari can. So I have doubted that you have.
I will check. Yeah.
Oh, then not for tomorrow.
The day after.
Now our school is closed.
But
and we are going to chutti manane ke liye India mein.
We are going back
for we go on vacation to India,
India
for 4 months. We will see you in Karthik.
We have a ticket to India. We already have a ticket.
Okay.
Very good. For Karthik?
Yes.
Yes. Again, next year in Italy?
I hope. You want to come again in Italy?
Italy?
All out once.
So, for sure.
What do you want? It will be a burden for you.
Sorry?
It will be a burden for you.
Burden. No. By your mercy, no.
Burden of love.
Yes. If the date will match, you know, we are only afraid that the date will be okay.
If anyone will request that in my country it should be, we will think otherwise here.
Mm.
Oh, they are telling, you know, if we do it in Holland, it will be 2 times expensive than here.
Then better here.
Germany also.
If climate
is bad here, still it is not so cold. But in Holland or Germany,
now
climate is not like here.
Holland cold and windy.
Achyuta Prabhu is in favor of doing it here. Who?
I second that.
Okay.
If possible, we will take the same place. If possible, they will say, okay, we will take the same place, Venice.
There. This time.
Yeah.
Oh, very big for all.
Yes.
And it is nearer to ocean.
We can
go to work. Okay. Here also working better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Hare
Krishna.
Yeah, it's very good food.